Hi there, and welcome to another edition of Tuesdays with Corey, and another edition with Scott Manchester, and here we are talking about Windows Virtual Desktop. If you missed the last show, I would recommend you watch it. It was riveting.
Riveting.
And now we have another riveting show. If our tone doesn't give it away, I think the show will.
We're pretty excited about what we got to show you here.
I actually am very excited about this, truth be told. So the cool thing that we saw last time, and Scott talked about the capabilities of Windows Virtual Desktop and how great it is to enable sort of this combination of PaaS experience with legacy apps, which is great. What we want to show today, though, is the experiences around the amount of devices that you can use with that Windows Virtual Desktop. One of the things that we see from a lot of corporate customers is the desire to use a wide variety of devices and oftentimes locked down or controlled devices, right? And so tell us a little bit about one, what we're doing with that and sort of, and then what we're gonna demo today, which I'm excited to see.
Yeah, you're right. More and more enterprise customers are moving to this BYOD model.
Of course. Right?
So someone might bring in their own, you know, Windows PC, maybe it's running an older version of Windows or a Mac or an Android device.
That's right.
So they want to be able to leverage those resources and allow them controlled access to their virtualized environment. So by pairing with Intune, you can ensure that those devices meet some
security lockdown, of course.
So we make clients for Windows Virtual Desktop for pretty much any platform out there.
Wow.
So we make iOS and Android, Mac, of course Windows clients, and even an HTML5 client. So if you've got a device you just want to get browser access, super simple. Just, you know, I do this at the airport almost every time I'm traveling.
I hop
on the kiosk and log into my large Azure GPU backed VM.
That's right. Whatever you had running, whatever you had up and going, right? You can just kick it back up again.
People walking behind me see me running, Photoshop, and they're like, "How are you running that on this old
this tiny little device?"
That's right.
Yeah. And so the device that we wanted to show today, tell us a little bit about this device and sort of the limitations that it has.
Yeah. So actually, it has limitations maybe without the WVD service, but those two things paired really make this a very
limitless. Limitless. Like that pill from that movie.
That's right, the blue one, right?
Yeah, that's
the red
right.
one.
Yeah,
yeah. So this is actually a Surface Go. And it has pretty modest, you know, parameters in terms of memory and CPU support, but it's actually a pretty great machine for just doing your average activities.
Of course.
But you package this thing up with a WVD service, and this thing really becomes a powerhouse.
That's right. Right? That's right.
Plus, this particular machine is running in S mode.
Right.
So it's a lockdown instance of
Windows.
Right.
Which customers may want. It sort of requires you. It means you can't install sort of apps that aren't in the marketplace, right?
That's right. So if you're working in a regulated industry or something where they really need to ensure they've got tight security on access to their virtualized environment. This is a great choice. And what we'll be showing here in a minute is our new Win32 app that's Microsoft signed that can be installed.
That can be used now as part of this S.
That's right. And that gives you then
device.
The full access with a rich client into the WVD environment.
Very cool. Yeah. So let's dig into it. But one thing that we'll tell you, because it's S mode setup, it doesn't actually allow us to run the capture software we normally use for these demos. And so we're going to need Rick to actually do a little work here and come around and actually show sort of what we're looking at on the screen. It is that secure that we actually can't even capture the screen.
Which is probably a pretty common scenario, right?
If you're
in a medical field or financial services.
You probably don't want that.
I don't want people installing Camtasia
and
recording everything that's happening
on
your screen.
That's right.
Yeah, come on around and let's try
and take a little look here. All right.
So first off, I want to show you, this is our new, what we call our OOB client, or out-of-box client.
Okay.
This thing can be installed on Windows 7 all the way through the latest version of Windows 10. So it gives you a consistent client experience that IT admins can deploy.
Interesting. So this is the experience right here that we're looking at. Got it.
Yeah, and so you're subscribed to a service from a pretend company, WVD Contoso, where they've shared a group of apps and Windows desktops, and even a Windows 7 desktop.
So they can run these apps. They can just click and run these apps, and they basically will virtualize the apps.
And these apps also, when I launch this for the first time, it'll take all these apps and actually puts them in the start menu. So I can actually access them. I don't even need to use this app.
But they're using both the network and the compute power of whatever the machines that they're hosted on.
Running up in the cloud. So there's all those resources that are in the app. They're also right here in my start menu.
And you can pin them down here. So then
they
just become apps
to
you on this box that normally maybe not even be able to run them.
That's right. And frankly, you kind of forget that they're actually running in the cloud.
Yeah, you don't care. Exactly.
So in fact, let's take a quick look at the system settings on this machine. So it's actually a reasonable machine, Intel Pentium machine with 8 gigs of memory.
Mm-hmm.
But now let's take a look at the machine that I'm running in the cloud here. And let's take a look at what I've got up here.
So here I've got an 8-core, 32 gig machine that I'm running up here. Oh, well, you saw it quickly. So let's take a look at what that experience is running this from an Azure-backed VM.
Sure.
So one of the interesting things to do is to compare the internet connection speed I have when I'm running a VM up in Azure versus what I have here locally. So let's just run this little speed test here and see what kind of performance we get out of this machine. You can see we're pegging this thing, 600-700 megabits per second.
Ooh.
And actually, full reveal here, Corey, I'm actually running this over LTE right now.
So, I've so got you're connected to this machine in the cloud using just an LTE wireless network.
That's right.
And yet this machine in the cloud is now able to get that type of upload, download speeds.
That's right, and that's really important. So if I'm moving around large files in the cloud, I'm dealing with, you know, OneDrive files and things like
that. That's right, like you've got videos,
so
you've got things like this.
Yep.
Yeah, you're not now having to copy them to this local machine. You just need to be able to remote desktop onto your Windows virtual desktop.
That's
and then you can get that access.
And let me show you how well this actually performs. Even with this low speed, somewhat higher latency network, you're going to see even things like Pen actually works pretty well. So let's go here. So we'll go into OneNote and just show, you know, the typical hello world.
Just awesome. So the Pen just works just fluidly.
Yeah,
just
you
like
can see it's
that.
Pretty smooth. You know, I think if I was an artist, you know, this may not be something I'd want to use day in, day out, but just general usage with Pen actually works.
Sure.
Works really, really well.
Yeah, yeah.
For general
just for
usage.
Notes and copying and pasting or clipping or whatever.
Like go into here and grab a, you know, grab this screenshot, show off the great performance you had on the wireless connection. If I wanted to just grab this and take it into OneNote here and just paste it. Right, so
there you
really
go.
Cool penning scenarios here.
Super fluid experience, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, and you'd kind of forget sometimes that you're even running in a virtualized environment, you know.
Which is perfect.
If I mouse up, I can see I'm actually running in this remote machine, I can minimize it, and I'm back here to my local machine.
And you said, so you said this is running actually, let's just pull that up to show that off here. Is actually running a Verizon wireless LTE connection. So
yeah.
You're not even using
great performance. So this is a wonderful device to carry around. It's really lightweight. In fact, my case doesn't even have a spot for a charger because the battery life on this is so long.
And so you could connect this even with things like multi-mon. You could do all kinds of things that normally you'd sort of may strap this machine, right? You can now use it for all types of cool scenarios like that.
Yeah, I've got a Surface Dock and I've got it backed up to a 2K display in my office and actually two 2K displays. And even over the remote connection, I'm able to host those two large displays out of the VM up in Azure.
And again, of course, as sort of we talked about, the security of this device, especially when it's locked down like this, right? You lose this device, there's nothing on it.
That's right. And it's a very cost-effective device, too. So,
that's right. To lose a cost-effective device.
Certainly don't want to lose it, but
There's nothing that's that cost-effective. but if you're going to lose a device, better this than that Azure machine that's huge and gigantic with lots of GPUs and memory and so on and so forth.
Yeah, exactly.
Very cool.
And the very low cost to get into, you know, a device like this.
Got it.
Packaged up with Intune and office productivity experiences, this is a pretty rich experience.
Got it. So Scott, can people sign up for this, get going on this right now? Is that
public
correct?
Public preview is live right now.
So people can go and get on and start playing.
aka.ms/WVD.
Great.
Is all the
we didn't say that in the last
started.
Video, by the way. So we'll need to tweet that out. We'll overlay. aka.ms/WVD.
Kind of rolls off the tongue, too. I'm
it
sure
does. WVD. It's very nice. Windows Virtual Desktop, not to be confused with TWC, Tuesdays with Corey, which if you've got questions, got any comments, you got any additional things you want to see, #AzureTWC. And with that, Scott, anything else?
No.
That's
you're
spent. That's
I'm
it.
Done.
That's right. We are all riveted out. So have a wonderful Tuesday. You have a wonderful Tuesday. Thank you.
It actually is Tuesday.
It is. What do you mean?
Is that
it actually is. It always is Tuesdays when these videos are filmed. Sir, how dare you? You knocked down the fourth wall. I don't like it. Have a wonderful Tuesday. Wonderful Tuesday. And thank you so much.
Talk about, you know, all the clients we support. And then I'll say, let me show you our newest client.
Great.
Say it's running out of Windows 10 in this mode,
Cool. All right, you ready?
Running.